Let's put the spotlight on, well, Maude Betty. Let's talk tips on how to advance your skills and certainly how to do your photog. What's happening in the world of photography of late? Elise Kutt, K-U-T-T. Good morning to you, Elise. Glad you're here.
Good morning.
All right. Maude Betty. Hey. What's this all about?
Yeah, so we are an all-female and all-inclusive portrait studio on a mission to empower women by creating a safe and supportive environment for female self-expression.
Congratulations. Thank you. Celebrating year number five?
Bye.
Yay!
Yeah.
What's your background, please?
So I studied photography at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. And so when I moved here, I was sort of thrown into, what am I going to do in this saturated market of photographers? And I researched, spent a lot of time thinking on it, and thought that we were really missing a completely female-based photographer here that specialized in how to pose women and make them feel comfortable and confident.
I was going to say, what is your niche in this world of photography?
Women.
Yes. Do you, well, I guess let's start with the basics. First of all, we've got Maude Betty, and that is your business, correct?
Yes, so that is the portrait studio that's been around for 5 years. And then we just opened a lingerie boutique, Naughty Betty.
Okay.
Yes, so after doing this for 5 years, I've realized that there was a need for a space for women to find lingerie and feel comfortable shopping for it. So we opened one right in our space.
Where are you located?
So we're at the corner of Hall and Godfrey in the old furniture factory there.
Yes. Are you also, is there a fitness regime? Is
Zeal.
There, yes.
Yeah.
Zeal. Yes.
Yeah.
I did my roving microphone there and you were just in the beginnings.
Yes. Yes.
We'll have to come back. Squad Betty, what's this?
So we launched a Facebook group, a private Facebook group. It's a community for women to cheer each other on and support each other. It's been incredibly special from helping women get through tough divorces or reaffirming themselves in a time of not feeling super confident in their body. It's just been a really special community where you can go and be accepted and loved.
And then there's Betty Bachelorette.
Yes. So we along with Zeal, we are launching some bachelorette parties, birthday parties, where you can come in and shop for lingerie with your gal pals, drink some champagne, try a pole class with Zeal, and maybe have some photos taken, get your hair and makeup done. We're a photography studio, but even more than that, we are a space for women to try new things that are a little bit scary, out of their comfort zone. We do monthly Squad Betty events where we all come together and support each other and try new things.
Yes, very cool. Let's go back to your photography. Do you use it perhaps as an art therapy, more into a self-acceptance thing here?
Absolutely. That's really how I developed this idea. When I was in art school, I took a lot of self-portraits out of a way to teach myself lighting and how to work the camera. And I accidentally really found myself and found my self-confidence and fell in love with my body and felt really good for the first time as a 20-something in a really hard, hard age. And I was like, I think I can do this for other women. Mm-hmm. And it's really special to watch women come in the door and I'm not photogenic. I'm not going to be good at this. And to coach them through, I somehow have this magical superpower that makes women sort of shed all those fears and trust me and be vulnerable. And then they leave just moved to tears about how they did this really scary thing and did it so amazingly.
So do you provide, say, as basic as someone needs a headshot or?
Absolutely. Yep, personal branding. We do amazing mom and me sessions. I have a closet full of gowns and dresses and beautiful pieces that women can wear. That's part of the all-inclusive option, is that you can come in with nothing and we'll have beautiful pieces for you to wear from local designers. And spend time with women you love. We do generation sessions. I have had 4 generations of women come in and do beautiful, timeless portraits that will live forever.
But are men allowed to be in the picture?
I shoot men. Yes, I do. I do headshots for men. I have sessions where you can bring your significant other for the last 30 minutes of your shoot if you want. It's really whatever you want.
Talking about Maude Betty and Squad Betty, Naughty Betty, Betty Bachelorette,
all
obviously.
The
all the Bettys, thanks to the talents of Elise Kutt. Let's go back to Naughty Betty,
sure.
Family show, but fempowerment and body positivity. You want to discuss this?
Our space, our lingerie boutique, has sizes from extra small to 4X and bra sizes that go 44i. So I wanted everyone to be able to come in and find something that they feel amazing in. I think that your confidence starts with what you're wearing under your clothes a lot of times. And so if we can get you into that right bra that fits and makes you feel great, then you're going to go throughout the day feeling amazing.
And remind me again about the bachelorette and birthday parties here.
So you can come book a party with us and celebrate each other, celebrate you. I've got a 40th birthday party where she's bringing all her best friends and they're coming to shop, take photos, kind of celebrate for the day. Our space is stunning. I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yes,
beautiful natural light.
Parking is in the back, right?
Easy parking. It's a really beautiful space where you just walk in and feel instantly comfortable and in a really unique environment of support.
And what did that building used to be?
An old furniture factory.
Yeah, that's it, as you said. Yeah, cool. What's your is there still a dream? I mean, 5 years, so we've got to let's celebrate now, but there'll be a 10-year birthday party, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think I'm done launching new businesses, at least at this point. So I'm really good with Naughty Betty and Mod Betty, and I really want to build Naughty Betty and see where it goes. We never really wanted it to be a storefront. I felt and heard from my clients that they liked the idea of going to this nondescript location to do this kind of shopping. So I think that we're going to stick with this space for as long as we can. There's some talks of some up-and-coming changes to the warehouses on that street and bringing an artist community there and different businesses. So I'm looking forward to see what happens with that. And just continuing to build our following and to build our brand and our community. It's really about community.
Is there an online presence if one wanted to start there?
Absolutely. Our Facebook group is called hashtag Squad Betty.
Yes.
You can join. You have to answer some questions, and then you'll be approved. And then we've got our regular Facebook page for both Mod Betty and Naughty Betty. And same with Instagram.
All right. Your name is Elise. Where's Betty coming in?
So when I launched Mod Betty 5 long years ago, we launched exclusively pinup because that was what I wanted to specialize in. I love the retro style. And so Mod Betty means modern Betty. I wanted something new and I wanted something old. Betty Page is the first and most iconic pinup there is. So I went with Betty.
And you stuck with it.
I did.
How do we find out more information? Take home message.
Visit us on Facebook. We've got our upcoming event in February, our Valentine's event where you can love your selfie.
Ooh, I like that. All right. Take care to you. Thanks for reaching out, Elise Coop. KUTT on behalf of all your Bettys, including Mod Betty, Squad Betty, Naughty Betty, Betty Bachelorette, and more. Enjoy your day.